This week, some amazing things finally developed. The Pacific Daily Times is finally actually taking off. Now, I had for... I've been writing these articles every single week for maybe 6 or 7 years. And it started long ago. Someone added me to this blog. It was called China Daily Mail, and it's a great blog. And I'd write an article, and 500 people would see it. And at one point, I made the suggestion to him that we do news stacks. The news stack is, it's a list of news articles that you're going to talk about. So it was stack and comment, I suppose, something like that. So I discussed it with him and hashed it out and asked him what he thought about it. And I called it a series, Prelude to Conflict, because I knew that conflict was coming in Asia. And we're talking 7, 8 years ago. So while I'm doing this, I get going, I make the thing go, and I start thinking, I want to write stories not just about East Asia, but also about America. So I did the model Pacific Daily Times, checked for the namespace. It was there. So there was no newspaper called Pacific Daily Times. There was none. So I got this awesome, amazing font, and I didn't like it. So I changed the amazing, awesome font, and it was a great font. It was by far at that time the best font, the greatest font. But of course, I made it better. I improved it. I changed the font, and it made it a better font. And in that process, I created the logo for Pacific Daily Times. It's a black letter, traditional calligraphy, artistic font. And I did a lot of work with the P. I typically don't like... Can I get on my soapbox here for a second and talk about art and graphic design and penmanship? Look, I have created several of my own fonts, which I have on my Instagram. You look at my Instagram account the day I turned 40. And then a month before that, 39, 11 months. That's a font that the letters in that is a font I created. And it's got English and Greek. And I've created a font outline for Greek, English, the phonetic alphabet, and even non-English characters, and also Cyrillic. So I've got my own handwriting curriculum for print and cursive. I've done fonts and writing. So I'm allowed to have an opinion about calligraphy. And I just don't like the way they do their P's. The P is just this line that just gets cut right off. There's nothing beautiful about it. All these other calligraphy capital letters are, it's beautiful, it's flowy, and you're not even sure what the heck the letter's supposed to be. It's so weird and artistic. But the P, it's just this, and it just stops. So I changed the calligraphy P to give it a curly, taily, shmervy, burvy, taily bottom. And that's the P at Pacific Daily Times. You bet I did. There. Now you know the story of how the Pacific Daily Times got its P. All right. So I... that'd be a great name of a book, wouldn't it? How the Times got its P. I spent a year developing an advertising network framework for Pacific Daily Times. It'd be the in-house advertiser. And, it was a year I've been working on this software, and it's got an API, so that means that other software geeks can, make my advertising network work with whatever they're doing. Like, they could put advertisements from this network into their app on Android. They could do that. Yeah, they could, BitChute could put ads from this into their videos. It's all set up. Like, they could just go do it. And they don't have to talk to me. So I wrote a WordPress plugin that uses this ability, and WordPress approved it. So, it's there. It's a thing. And I spent a year making it. And it works with Pacific Daily Times. And so if you go to, say, jessesteele.pdt.news or symphony.pdt.news, then you'll see the ads from the ad network I worked to create for a year right there alongside everything. Well, this week I was talking with a buddy in America, and I don't talk to a lot of buddies in America a lot because I'm over here in Asia. Right. So he looked at this Pacific Daily Times thing I've been creating. And he looks at these stories going back 7, 8 years every week. He looks at podcasts and videos going back for 7, 8 years. He goes, you've got a full, complete, total functioning framework for a news service. I'm like, yep. He says, I want this thing to go. I'm like, yep. So, we're serious about finding writers. I mean, you know, people are disenfranchised with the news. They want something else. And a lot of people are getting a call. They just want to make something. They want to write, kind of like some people want to sculpt the devil's tower with mashed potatoes. People have this unction to write, and I had an unction to make a news website service framework. You got to keep doing something until it goes somewhere. You know, one of the proper skills necessary for a podcast is that you have to do it. It's got to be there. One of the keys to becoming a good writer is that you have to write. So I kept the PDT Times, the Pacific Daily Times articles going, and I kept the podcast going because it's not going to be good unless I do it. And I know that if I make it good, eventually it'll go somewhere. It's a law of life. If you make something that's good, eventually people will want it. If it's good enough. That's Genesis chapter 3. God told Cain, do good work and your work will be approved. But watch your anger, because sin is there to grab you. So many of us fail and then we get angry, and that's when we make decisions that cause us to lose out economically. You got to keep going. Do your best until people like your work. That's normal. That was business advice, Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 4. Chapter 3 was the fall. Why was I thinking chapter 3? Bad things happen in chapter 3. Some bad things happen in chapter 4, except for God's great advice. So I just kept doing these things, and it wouldn't be there to impress or to be available to people if I hadn't been doing it. And so many people only do it if they get paid right now. They don't do things to become good. They don't do things in order to build something that has great potential. And I don't mean great potential, pat myself on the back. I mean that it's got potential that's more than we typically expect in our mundane lives. I've got a mundane life. I expect a lot of ordinary things. But I want something that's not going to be in my usual daily life. So I kept going. That was my secret ingredient. Don't quit. And be willing to reinvent. So I talk about things. I want to clarify this. PacificDailyTimes.com is a forward destination for PDT.news to make the websites shorter when you share it. So Symphony.PacificDailyTimes.com is the same as Symphony.PDT.news. Okay, so PDT, Pacific Daily Times. I share some inside baseball here with you. Logo and branding. Is it good to promote ourselves? Do you want to be so humble that nobody knows who you are, or do you want to annoy people with advertising and putting your logo everywhere? People will pay $150 for a Louis Vuitton keychain that just has the logo. You know, since when are logos bad? So several years ago, if you go to the Pacific Daily Times YouTube channel, BitChute also, you look back, long ago, the videos were just like this artwork behind red or blue for East and West. But there was, several months ago, I decided to change that and stripe PDT.news across the top and the bottom. You know, this is who we are. So let's make it real. If we're a thing, we want to tell people we're a thing. So it was a thought, you know, branding. How do you do stuff? Maybe as an entrepreneur, this is applicable advice for you. I mean, this is the podcast weekly where I talk about what's been on my desk. So after talking to my buddy, he's like, I go to my PDT.news blog and I see no logo. This is Pacific Daily Times. Where's the Pacific Daily Times logo? Like, that's a good idea. So I took that calligraphy logo, took the PDT out of it, and just made it big and just plastered it across the back. This is a great, it looks so much better. So, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to call yourself what you are. Don't be afraid. And advertising is a whole other philosophy, which is part of the advertising network. Badad.one. Not .com.one is the internal advertising network. That's a whole other story. To annoy people or not with ads. I had a solution there, but that's another story. Taiwan special will be fun. See you tomorrow.